Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Queensland Concussion is building the future of concussion treatment in our sports industry. The study from the Queensland Brain Institute at 9 schools across the state is following student athletes in rugby, basketball and swimming. Associate Professor Fatima Nasrallah says the end goal is developing a finger prick test to determine when someone can come back into the game.
And so this physiological marker can become our end vision of how we're going to test for concussion severity, but also how we're going to test for recovery.
A Queensland crime advocate is pleased the government is considering the recommendations from the failed Youth Justice Reform Committee. Ken Cunlife was one of many advocates that called for a bipartisan approach to youth crime. He's glad the recommendations are in front of Cabinet, but disappointed in the potential lack of support for victims of non-violent crimes due to costs.
The level of support that they would have to provide would be relative to the amount of crime that's happening in the community. And if they can contain that to normal levels, then that expense would not be that high.
It's not a racetrack. That's the message from Maryborough locals who say drivers continually speed down their street. Narada Road residents took to social media to amplify their calls after a car crashed into a power pole on Friday afternoon, joining what they claim to be a string of accidents. Police say their investigations haven't confirmed if the car was speeding. We have contacted paramedics for more information. To sport, it was an action-packed weekend at the Maryborough Speedway, with go-kart drivers competing in the Aussie Speedway kart titles. Drivers competed in around 10 categories across the 3 days of racing. Cody Malley took out the junior standard final, while Braden Whiting claimed the standard heavy crown.